We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 46th chapter, the 6th Pasuk. The Navi is turning to the nations, and the nations that have chosen to serve idols. And the Navi had said, how can you compare me? But what are you comparing Hashem to, these idols? And so the Navi continues as he turns to the idols and says, Hazalim zahav mikis. Those that pour the gold out of their pockets, pour the golds out of their wallets. V'chesef bakane yishkolu. And they weigh their silver with the kane. The kane was a reed which was used as the center, the stick that held the weights of the scale. They hire a blacksmith and he makes it into a god. They prostrate themselves, they bow before this piece of gold or silver that they just poured out of their own gold and silver. They carry it on their shoulder, their god. And then they place it, they set it down in its place and it stands. Good for it. Doesn't budge from its place. Then the man starts praying to this idol and yells at it, and it doesn't answer. And it doesn't save him from anything. Remember this. Remember how foolish idol worship is, the Navi says, and then strengthen yourself and do tshuva. Because you could hear something and then choose to forget it. You could understand something and then choose to move on in life. One of the great things we have in teenagers is that they're idealistic. And they say, if this is right, I'm going to do it. And they make aliyah, and they go to the army, and they build the world. Because they're going to live by what they think is right. And then people enter what they like to call the real world, where suddenly what's true is less important, and don't be so idealistic, there's reality. And people give all kinds of excuses for not living up to the truth. And so the Navi says, Zichruzot, remember this. It makes no sense to worship the idol. V'itoshashu. And when a person remembers that, he should strengthen himself. The word hitoshashu is not like Ben Yehuda made it. In modern Hebrew, lehitoshesh means to recover. Lehitoshesh means to a person was ill, and then they recover. It's called mitoshesh. A person was sedated, and they come back. It's called their mitoshesh. In ancient Hebrew, the word itoshesh means to be strong. Strengthen yourself. It's not recover, but rather strengthen yourself. So the Navi says you have to strengthen yourself. One of the great challenges in life is to make change. Very often in life, it might be right to make change, but do I have the strength for it? And the Navi says, remember, this is what makes sense, and then strengthen yourself. Because we only accomplish when we're willing to make the changes that are necessary. We're scared of change, and it's a good thing that we're scared of change, because otherwise we'd self-destruct. We need a certain consistency in our life. But sometimes if our core beliefs are in error, so then you got to be strong and do what's right, and that's what the Navi's saying to them. It could be you have these idols at home. You believe in these idols. You're used to worshiping these idols. It's a very difficult thing to walk around and not look down every second and ask yourself, what did they just send me in WhatsApp? It's a very difficult thing to lead your life and think that there are other things that are more important than your cell phone. You walk today onto a train or onto a bus, and every person's head's there. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. There are people who are learning, there are people who are davening, there are phenomenal things. I also own a phone. I'm not saying it's all bad. I'm just saying we get accustomed to certain things. Then we have to ask ourselves, wait, what's important? Zichuzot v'itoshashu. Remember, You have to think through what's right, remember what's right, and strengthen yourself. We have a neighbor who decided that they read the book on Rebbetzin Machlis, Zichrona Livracha. They say it's a very phenomenal book about all the pious things that this lady did. She had an open house for years. Anyone who wanted could come and have a Shabbos meal by them. And someone wrote a book. I think her kids wrote a book about her. So this lady read the book. She was inspired and decided, what would Rebbetzin Machlis do in this scenario? What would Rebbetzin Machlis do in that scenario? And then at one point she said, would Rebbetzin Machlis have WhatsApp? No. So she took it off. And it was like a difficult thing. The whole world's used to talking to you in this venue. And suddenly, you're not there. What's wrong with you? Ask yourself what's right. And if that's what's right, hitoshashu. The Navi says, strengthen yourself to do what's right. Hashivu foshe'im alelev. I'm purposely taking it to what we're accustomed to today. I don't mean to say WhatsApp is good or bad. It can have good things, it can have bad things. My point is, the concept of change, I just want to give an example of how difficult it would be for us, change. So that's why the Navi is talking to people who have idols in their home. They're used to talking to the idol at night before they go to sleep. There's a certain comfort in that. The Navi says, but it doesn't make sense. What are you doing? Hashivu foshe'im alev. Try to take to heart, you who have rebelled against me, says the Navi. Zichur rishonot me'olam. Take note, what's been happening since the beginning of the world? Ki anochi el ve'einod. I am the potent one and there are none other than me. Elohim ve'efes kamoni. I am the force and none are like me. The Navi says go back in history, because the Navi, I think, what I'm saying now I don't see in the commentaries, but I think what the Navi is contending with is a time period when we see the writings of this time period, people made up stories all the time. The Navi can't say, I'm the only God that ever did miracles. What do you mean? This sailor went out to sea and his ship was sinking, and then he brought a sacrifice to Zeus and he was saved. So you see, Zeus exists. So what's the Navi going to say? So the Navi says, look, the concept of God is eternal. He's not born, he doesn't die. And you want to know where truth lies? Why don't you start back in the very beginning and verify where you have records of real miracles that happened. Stories, I could also tell you stories. Everyone could tell a story. And inspirational moments, yes, people can have inspirational moments and things that seem miraculous. My kids once got into this phase where about every little thing they'd say, Ness, Ness. So every little thing. And I kept telling them, don't say that. I said, you know, when you take out the freeze-dried coffee in Israel, that you could call Ness. Because in Israel, they call that Ness. Right? Ness Cafe, yeah? I said, that's Ness. But you want to use the word Ness? Be careful. Ness is a major thing. They tell me, what do you mean, Amba? You just came to the bus stop and the bus came. That's not a Ness. I said, no. It's not a Ness. No. So the Navi says, look back. And I think the reason the Navi's saying that is because if I look at the present, many people tell me all kinds of stories. So let me see historically. Who has a record? Who has a proven record? I am the force, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. Magid me'reshit acharit. Tell you another thing. Shem says, I told you from the beginning what's going to come. Before the Jews went down to Egypt, I said they're going to go down and they're going to come back out. Umikedem asher lo nasu. And from way back when, I said things that hadn't even happened yet. Omer atzati takum v'chol chefzi e'ese. I say, my plan is the way the world is going to go, and I will do what I desire in this world. And this is why one of the phenomenal things we have witnessed in our days is the Jewish return to the land of Israel. The whole world thought it was a goner. You would have told someone 100 years ago, the Jews are coming back to Israel. 300 years ago, 400 years ago, 500 years ago, 700 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 1,200 years ago. Let's go back in history. It's been centuries where everyone would tell you, yeah, maybe, you know, anything can happen, right? But that certainly doesn't seem like it. What Jews? The 50 Jews that live in my town, the 30 Jews that live in his town. What Jews? Where? The Jews from Vilna? The Jews who aren't even interested in making this? Who? Jews coming back to Israel? Think about it. It's been 2,000 years. Hashem says, I told you it's going to happen. Kore mimizrach ayit. The Ribon Shel Olam calls from the east the ayit. Now, ayit is some kind of predator bird. It's probably a vulture, but I don't know exactly which predator bird it is. Hashem says, I call out from the east. The east is Aram. And I'm calling out from the east the vulture. Me eretz merchak ishatzati. From a faraway land, I'm calling the man who I have summoned. And here there are different interpretations of what the Navi is talking about. Rashi says it's talking about Avram Avinu. I called Avram Avinu in from afar, and ayit, according to Rashi, is from the word ayitz, the one whose counsel I work with. And Hashem says, I wanted Avram to ask me what to do. Ayit, the one who takes counsel. And Avram had a mission to build the Jewish people and make the world evolve. That's Rashi's interpretation. Others say Hashem is talking about Ayit, the vulture, literally the way it says. And that's a description of the Persian Empire who would come and devour the Babylonian Empire. I have foretold this and I'm bringing it. I have formed it and I will do it. Again, when is this being said? The Babylonian Empire hasn't even ascended upon Israel. Yeshaya lives Uzziah, Yotam, Ahaz, Yechizkiyahu. Right? So Yeshaya lives where Babylon has not yet become an empire. And he is foretelling about the descent of the Babylonian Empire at the hands of the Persian Empire. He's already spoken about Koresh a few verses ago, how Koresh is going to come. And this is before the Persians even became a massive empire. So that's the prophecy we're in the middle of, the invitation to Persia to come and devour the Babylonian Empire. We'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next week. If anyone wants to follow inside.